This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. It's a fact of life that most people have to work for a living. Yes, we leave school, maybe go to university or some other institution, and then hopefully we find employment. And if that happens, we spend many hours at work, whatever it is, and sometimes work is not always smooth sailing. Now, think about it for a minute. How many hours a week are you at work? And multiply that over the years until you retire. It adds up to a lot of hours, doesn't it? So I think it's important to sometimes ask this question, are you happy at work? Do you find fulfillment at your job, or do you just put up with it because it puts money in your bank each fortnight? So if you have employment that you actually enjoy, you are most fortunate. And I have a feeling there are lots of people who are not satisfied, who would like to change jobs if they could. And I know other people who find great joy and meaning in their work, and they take God with them into that day. And they ask him to bless their daily work. And I think if we take the Bible seriously, we can find work is not something to be endured. Now, what I'm meaning here, in Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9, the psalmist said this, I'm always thinking of the Lord, and because he is so near, I never need to stumble or fall. Heart, body and soul are filled with joy. Now, that's a great verse, a good thing to write down. Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9. It's an inspiring verse. Each weekday before you go to work, take time to pray about your job. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, what sort of a job it is, but take a few minutes telling the Lord about your workplace and the people with whom you work. And remember that God's the unseen partner of all of life, that he goes with you each day. And you may need to remind yourself that God is present in the office and the factory, the supermarket and the shops, or on the bus or train, just as much as he is in the church on Sunday. We seem to think that meeting God is all about going to church. But God is with us every second. There was a 13th century writer and mystic named Meister Eckhart who once said, the kind of work we do does not make us holy, but we can make it holy. As we have the divine being within, we bless each task we do, be it eating, sleeping, or watching, or any other. So we're talking about work, and work provides us with many opportunities also to learn about life. People who enjoy their work, and they might become quite successful. They seem to understand something, that their work provides them with unique opportunities to learn new skills. And so any job we have has the potential to increase learning and understanding in ourselves if we take the time and stop and think about it. I was going to say, and also to stop complaining about things. Because the Apostle Paul said, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. So a thankful heart, well, it really brightens the most boring of tasks. And sometimes, as I said, we should stop complaining and be grateful for the job that we have that brings us income and other benefits. And be aware that what we do can bless other people. I read about a real estate agent who not only sells houses, but brings a new dimension to helping other people. And this is what she said. Because I've identified value to others in my work, I now see more than a sale and a commission in what I do. I see myself as helping a family find the house that they can live in and to transform it into a home. Now, I like that. It's no wonder that this lady became the top-selling real estate agent in her firm. So sometimes we can feel enriched by becoming a volunteer in our spare time or becoming involved in a church. I can think of many busy people who go out at night or on the weekends to their church who find great joy in serving other people. So looking for new opportunities not only in your work, but outside your work. So no one's perfect. There will be problems at work. No one has to be perfect to do a good day's job, but we need to accept our limitations, to do our best, to be a good employee wherever we work, to ask God for his blessing every day. Here's a question. Are there ways that you can think to turn your job into a blessing? Well, Heavenly Father, we think about that for a moment, and thank you for our job, if we have one. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunities to expand our mind, to be busy and to do something for others. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.